Hello, listener from Voice of Indonesia. As the Eid homecoming season begins, millions of people across Indonesia are making their way back to their hometowns to celebrate with their families. To provide the latest updates on the situation, Radio Republik Indonesia has deployed reporters to key locations to monitor traffic, transportation services, and public safety. Now, let's go to Dawat Pane to have complete detail for the program. So, Pane, we have Dawat Pane to tell the details about the program. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Mr. Dawat Pane, can you tell us more about the event?
Yes. Listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, just now the President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia Public Broadcast has just released the expedition team of Radio Republik Indonesia, which consists of 3 cars and 7 people. That will cover the homecoming and the return flow during -7 before the Eid al-Fitr and +7 after the Eid al-Fitr. So this team will be divided into two. One team will go to Sumatra Island and the other one will go to Java Island. The team that goes to Sumatra Island will pass Lampung Province, Bengkulu Province, Jambi Province, and Padang Province, and then return on the same road to Jakarta after +7 after the Eid al-Fitr. And from the Java road, the team will go to Pas West Java, Cirebon, Central Java, and also East Java.
Well, Pane, so how many reporters from RRI to cover the Munich story? Hello? Well, listener, that's all the information from our team, Dawat Pane. Thank you, listener. That was Dawat Pane for RRI Building.
Oprah, is that we have a problem with the connection?
Dengannya aku pernah mencinta, namun terasa hampa. Tak satu pun yang berkesan denganmu, sungguh terasa beda, terasa kehangatan, ketulusan semua cinta tak menentu jika jauh dari kamu. I love you.
main ingredient is snail, but it's named escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai cipui or lengkitang.
Menari-nari kita terus menari meski hujan rintik turun. Mengalun-ngalun bersama alunan angin malam berpelukan. Berbagi senyuman. Melayang-layang kita terus melayang meski langit.
Do you know? There is Lingsir Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lexi Wangi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Ing Wangi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
Everything will drown if you don't look around.
Lihatlah, dunia semakin berubah. Seperti dulu lagi, andaikan kita lebih peka, mungkin ini takkan pernah terjadi.
Today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from Central Java entitled Sa Kentang Sa Kentung. The song was composed by Rizky Abdullah. The song Sa Kentang Sa Kentung is one of the winners of the 2023 Nusantara Regional Song Creation Competition. According to Rizky, the song was inspired by his childhood. The lyrics tell the story of a child playing on Sunday, playing in the rice fields, and rides a buffalo. The song also has a message that we can live in harmony and peace together. Well, listener, here is the song Sa Kentang Sa Kentung by Rizky Abdullah. Enjoy!
Tina Minggu, aku metu dolar. nung aning sawahan, nung pagkapo karoming pangan, kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan, urip kue ora mung dewekan, tepos liro kudu go cekelan, mending meneng ora sah cangkeman, daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey, tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung mani jalan santarian. Tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung mani jalan santarian. Dina minggu aku metutulan karo kanca lunganing sawahan, numpak kebo karo main pangan, kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan, urip kue ora mung dewekan, tepos liro kudu enggo cekelan, mending meneng ora sasan keman, daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey, tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung mani jalak santarian. Tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung mani jalak santarian. Bocah wadon sing ayu dewek, laka-laka paling molek, kutu kuat wong lanang melek, nek orang ngesuk mangan tembelek. Tung tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung mani jalak santarian. Tung tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung mani jalak santarian. Tung tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung mani jalak santarian. Tung tak kentang, tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung mani jalak santarian. Sakentang, sakentung kati lambung bercangkung bebek kantiku manut jalak sasarean. Tung sakentang, sakentung kati lambung bercangkung bebek kantiku manut jalak sasarean.
Sekian lama ku memendam rasa ini terlalu dalam, berat hatiku menahan deraku sejenak, sedikit waktu berarti, beri aku kesempatan bicara tentang isi hati.
Bila kau terima
you're
listener from Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for still joining us. You are still listening to Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. That was a song by Soul Vibe, Antarctica. You just enjoy a song. And stay tuned for more information on Indonesia only in Indonesia Today. We still have more when we come back, and stick with us, don't go anywhere. Still on Indonesia Today.
Kambawe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example during Idul Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Biarkan saja kita kesana.
Music Corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Karanghawu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidō's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Bibir ini. rasa kau tak perlu tahu bahwa ku sedih. Ku hanya bisa tersenyum diam tanpa kata saat ku bilang I'm okay. Dalam hatiku
drop out of school. At that time, my father had no money anymore. I wanted to study, but I couldn't do anything. I wanted to work. Suddenly, Henny came. She asked me to go to school again. My life has changed once Henny came. She was my savior.
That was read by Annie, one of the farmer's children in the village of Ciglap, Bogor, West Java, who almost could not continue studying to senior high school. Luckily, she received a scholarship from Henny Sri Sundani, an ex-housemate in Hong Kong. Henny worked for 6 years in there. Once she got back to her homeland, Henny initiated Smart Children of Farmers movement by giving learning assistance and scholarship to hundreds of farmer's children. Having graduated from SMK 1 State Vocational School Banjar in 2005, Henny had a dream to continue her study at a university. However, as she did not have enough money, she decided to work in Hong Kong. There, she got an opportunity to study at a university on weekends. In 2011, she graduated from St. Mary's University with a cum laude distinction, although at first Henny did not tell her employer that she studied at a university. Once she came back from Hong Kong, Henny got married and lives in the village of Jampang, Bogor, West Java. Since 2013, she started being active to go from one kampung or village to another and give extra classes to farmers' children in Sasak Village and Jampang Village on the weekends. The activities that she calls Smart Children of Farmers Movement then expanded to other villages. The sun rises, the dawn comes. Henny Sri Sundani goes to the paddy field not to farm, but to teach the children of the farmers. Jiglap village is only 60 kilometers from the capital city of Indonesia, but the villagers who are mostly farmers are still poor. The atmosphere is seen not only in the classroom, but also in a bamboo sarung or gazebo situated beside a small river and a dam. The rain has fallen since midnight. The road, which is mostly not asphalt, turns muddy. However, about 200 children have been waiting for 1 hour before the class begins.
Besar memang kan anak-anak di sini orang tuanya bekerja sebagai buruh tani.
Most of the children's parents here work as farmers, so we can see physically that their houses are still with bamboo plated walls. Most of them study only until elementary school level. Some even stop studying in the fifth grade. I teach children who are not only from Cigalap but also from four other kampungs. The surrounding kampungs also come here.
Hari ini siapa yang mau ikutan silat?
Henny, who was born into a farmer's family, has experienced what the children experience. The woman born in Ciamis, West Java on May 2, 1987, felt that nobody cared about her. That's what motivated Henny to initiate the Smart Children of Farmers movement.
Jadi memang ayah saya kan memang buruh tani saja gitu. Ibu juga sama seperti itu. Sehingga kami tinggal di sebuah kampung yang memang terpencil, kurang lebih sama seperti ini, di sebuah dusun ya, sangat terpencil.
My parents are farmers. We lived in a remote kampung in a very remote hamlet that it is far from access to health and education. My parents work as farmers because they did not have land. My grandparents were also farmers. Actually, not all people are poor in the kampung. Some have performed Hajj pilgrimage, but it's all about caring. Nobody cares.
Biru apa biru bahasa Indonesia apa ipin? Biru bahasa Indonesia. Kenceng banget.
Children of farmers in Jiglap village have intelligence which is below average. Some of the second graders cannot read yet. However, a villager named Ita thanks to Henny for making her child smarter.
Ya, ada perubahan. Dia semakin pintar. Pintar belajar.
My child is smarter and more diligent. My child was not that smart. that now my child can read, no numbers and no letters. Alhamdulillah, thanks God. I find it really helpful. I'm so happy.
What is done by Henny to educate the children of farmers through the Smart Children of Farmers movement is welcomed not only by the villagers but also by the volunteers and youth in Club Village. Every week, Henny does not teach alone. More than 10 volunteers participate.
Here's Newsline. The National Research and Innovation Agency facilitates the development of young national research and innovation talents through Research and Innovation Exploration, Exhibition and Competition 2025. This was conveyed by Deputy for Science and Technology Human Resources, Edi Giri Rahman Putra, in the socialization activity, which was followed online in Jakarta on Monday. This year, through this activity, the agency again facilitates the development of young national research and innovation talents through three competitions. Special staff of the Minister of Elementary and Secondary Education, Ma'ruf Al-Rumi, stated that learning related to artificial intelligence or AI and coding will start from grade 5 elementary school. This was conveyed in his statement in Jakarta on Monday. He emphasized that learning AI and coding aims to make students not only users but also the main actors to technological progress. That was Newsline.
Thank you.
yang